Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the chairman of the Newport Board Group. He is the author of No Man's Land. He is the chairman of the 4M Navigator Strategic Group, and he is the entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University. At least that's what I remember, how I remember his title. They might have graduated him a little bit on that, but he's our good friend for a long time now. Doug Tatum, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me as always, Jim.
Have they promoted you to, from above entrepreneur in residence, or is that like the highest? Is that the biggest crown that you can win?
No. Actually, I don't know. You know whether promotion is the correct term, but I'm a faculty member in the Jim Rand School of Entrepreneurship.
All right.
FSU is, I think, the only university in the United States with a separate school of entrepreneurship. It certainly is the only major research university.
So now,
happy to be down there.
We were talking to you when you first started that. That was a few years ago. Have you got tenure now?
No, I don't have a terminal degree. You can't call me doctor.
I got
so,
you.
So there's no tenure in my future.
I see.
That's a whole nother cigar.
So you're a child of a lesser god in the academic world. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just thankful to live off the crumbs of the table, my
friend.
There
you go. So I hear you. Hey,
I
Doug. Doug, you've been.
As I tell my friends, I'm trying to stamp out ignorance.
And I know you're doing it. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But before we do, I want you to, as a senior operator in the marketplace, you've been to town two or three times. What do you think about what's going on right now? How do you see the economy, the recovery, this wormhole we've been pushed through? What are your general thoughts on what's going on right now?
You know, it's interesting. So I advise through Newport as an advisor a number of companies, and they range, they would all be referred to as emerging growth, you know, small business. I do have one large company that I work with, but these are emerging growth companies, and one of them went from about a run rate of $16 million in revenue to zero.
Wow.
Interestingly, all the revenue, France, Italy, and the Middle East. But thanks to the PPP and some SBA loans and some really remarkable leadership, that company almost to zero revenues and is now rebounding and might end up with some product innovations out of this,
wow,
which is a classic example of entrepreneurship. The other companies I work with are doing extremely well. So I'm more optimistic. I don't have the exposure to the restaurant, bar, small service
industry.
You've probably gotten a lot more feedback on that. But these other companies are doing well, and I know that some of these SBA programs, I think you were going through some of them earlier in the program, are unprecedented, but they are having an effect. A positive thing.
I agree with that. I want to ask you a quick question about supply chain. I'm convinced that more and more we're going to corporations, not even just big ones, but more and more people who are part of the supply chain are going to become more familiar with the concept of redundance, meaning they're not going to be allowed to have one path for an item or a service. They're going to have to show that they've got a redundant path in case one of them gets blocked up. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm on the board with a group of individuals that how do I describe this without disclosing a privacy? So I'm on a board with some folks that have general officers in the military and have contacts throughout the world, and they get asked to do briefings. China has lost its brand, and I would say that is there's going to be a move to insource and change out of China. Might even be a higher priority than what you call redundancy.
Thank you. That's exactly the kind of answer I was expecting you to give us. We're going to take a quick break and talk about a new program he's going to be offering at Florida State University after the break. 20-tail Doug Tatum and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.